Blog Talk Radio.
People in New York, I'm so sorry about the shooting this morning.
Oh, God. What happened?
Apparently, there was a gunman at the Empire State Building, right outside the Empire State Building, shot a former co-worker in the head, killed him. Shot at the police. He eventually was taken down by the police. He was 53-year-old Jeffrey Johnson, disgruntled former employee of a company located inside the Empire State Building. Pulled a .45 caliber gun and a shot. 9 people were wounded or grazed in the crossfire. This is nuts. So this happened about an hour ago, because this looks like this started about 10:30-ish or so their time.
I am so sorry to hear that. Ugh.
We're so sorry. That's horrible.
See, we were actually discussing this over dinner. Part of your physical exams needs to be a mental examination. We really need to start at least trying to nip this in the bud. Some people are under some amount of stress, or they need to be able to get help, or we at least need to be able to know they have a propensity for going crazy and killing all their coworkers, really.
Mm-hmm.
This is just, we worry about physical health, but that's not the one that kills other people. Just saying.
No, it's not. Everyone's playing this, that, or the other, but it comes down to mental health.
Sad. I'm sorry for y'all in New York. I love out to you.
Yeah. Can I go ahead and finish in that vein really quick?
Yes, please do.
All right. Anders Behring Breivik, if you remember him, he was the psycho guy over in, where was it, Belgium or something like? Norway. He went to the island, shot like 27 people.
Oh.
He was convicted to 21 years in people. I'm sorry, no, he killed 77 people. Mm. He's been convicted and he's been sentenced to 21 years in prison. He was found mentally competent. So apparently 21 years in prison was the harshest permitted sentence that he could get under Norwegian law. Which is a little bit sad if you ask me. 77 people, 21 years, that just doesn't seem to add up. So he wasn't found insane. He was found sane. Didn't seem upset when the judge handed down the sentence. In fact, he smiled. Somebody slapped him for me.
Yeah.
Gave a right-wing salute. All right, so anyways, at least this crazy guy is behind bars for at least a while. Hopefully in the next 21 years, which I know I say, you know, doesn't seem like it's long enough, but that is a long time if you think about it for human life. Hopefully he comes around and understands that what he did was atrocious and horrifying, and hopefully someday, somewhere along the line, he asks for forgiveness of some sort. I don't know. Finds the error of his ways.
All right. We got to move along to some actual gaming news.
Yay!
Yeah,
under the game of nuisance, you know.
It was.
Like, he was, yeah, because he supposedly taught himself to shoot and whatnot by playing Call of Duty.
Whatever. You need y'all to stop smoking that dust and stuff.
Yeah.
Or sniffing it, whatever you do with it. I'm not a drug addict.
That was actually up on Game Politics.
All right, so interesting things going on. Of course, the big news that we were talking about last night and yesterday and the day before is On Live. Wow. On Live is getting a whole lot of non-love now that they have what are they saying? They fell from grace. When were they ever in grace is my question. none of us were paying any attention to OnLive. That's the long and short of it. We were all looking somewhere else. But there is a whole bunch of theories. People are saying that there's no, because of what happened to OnLive, there's no future for cloud-based gaming. According to DI International this morning, they're saying that that they don't like the online thing. It sounds wrong. It's they're saying it made some mistakes, which reflect extremely poorly on management and deeply flawed understanding of the market, which we said last night. The often quoted figure over the past week, they're saying, is that is a number which purports to be OnLive's peak concurrent user figure, and they have around 1,800 users. And they're saying it's tough to extrapolate subscriber numbers from the figure without additional data, but somewhere south of 20,000 users seems about plausible. Meanwhile, the service was costing around $5 million a month to run. This is not in any sense a viable business. They're saying, of course, they made some specific mistakes. The company spent a fortune distributing OnLive streaming consoles for free in an extremely naive attempt to build an installed base. Yeah. They said, of course, a few of those consoles are actually in use, not least because they were distributed to gamers who generally already owned hardware capable of using OnLive services. Many recipients also discovered that their broadband connections weren't up to OnLive's requirements. And, of course, there's the simple reality that if you give someone something for free, they'll consider it to be of no value. I don't know why we think that, because I'm always happy when I get it for free. I'm going to use it to death. Of course, the major part of the reason why the Razer's and Razer Blade's model works well for games consoles is because having made an investment in a console, users want to justify that investment by acquiring more games. With no investment in OnLive, users felt no such urge. Not only was OnLive wasting its money, it was actively devaluing its own service in its users' eyes. There's a whole bunch of these theories floating around. I specifically say, I point to the first theory that I mentioned, which is they did not explain what OnLive was. The second biggest mistake is, yes, as they did say, they gave it to consoles. They said you could play on your phone, but you couldn't. I downloaded it for the iPad thinking, man, I'm going to get me some Tropico in, and I'll be able to carry this around a little bit easier than I would a laptop. Mm-hmm. You know, I can tuck this under my arm, and I got laundry in this hand, and I can, you know, plant my crops and do laundry, and it doesn't run on the iPad. I could watch other people play because they were really big
on. So the magic didn't actually work.
No. The brag clips, I don't want to watch.
I don't want to buy your magic beans.
Yes, I do not want to watch brag clips. This is also why we were talking yesterday with video game voters, with them saying, come to the bar and watch other people play. I don't want to watch other people that I don't know play. It's one thing if I'm at Ginger's house and we're kind of, you know, drinking and I'm watching her play. We're having a good time, you know, talking back and forth, and maybe she might hand me the controller at one point. But
yeah.
I don't want to watch pro gamers play. I don't want to watch people play. I can't even see them. All I can see is their game. They made a lot of mistakes, and they were, to me, easily fixable. But they're not gone. They're just down.
Yeah.
So, OnLive, please pick yourselves up. Listen to what the community's saying. Forget these analysts and stuff, because analysts, some of you don't even play games. Shut up. Tell you what we want. I want to be able to play my OnLive on my Android, like you promised me. I want it on the iPad. I won't be able to play it anywhere. I want to walk up into McDonald's and get on their screen where they ring up the burgers and be like, I'm going to play me some Tropico. Give me that screen. That's what I want.
You know what? Yeah, the more I think about it, this whole, I'm sorry, kind of on top of it off, the whole bar gaming thing. If you want to do it, send in Gamingatrix later. I'm going to write a whole deal about what I want. If you're going to do that, no, this bar has to be special.
I don't think
you
it's alcohol.
You can't just show me games. No, I want to play games.
Yeah, a whole gamer bar would be nice, where you have
gamer music and, you know, some top tunes, too.
Yeah.
Bar, food, because, you know, we're gamers. We want some computers. We want some consoles. We want some comfy chairs.
Well, you know, this is kind of like a, what is it? They call them iCafe, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about. Nobody ever does this right, and I think the reason why, not to put you men down, but some of you cannot think in terms of comfort. There's things that women do that you all don't do. And that's when I've gone to some of these gamer cafes where they have the PC, there are no comfy chairs. The food that you have is not good food. It's like
convenience store food, and it's not even good convenience store food.
Dude, what you need is my grandma in there. She's making some chicken fried steak.
Like Subway, good sandwiches, fresh sandwiches. I want fresh meat. I want fresh vegetables. Believe it or not, some of us gamers are trying to eat health conscious. Thank you.
Can I buy a bag of carrots instead of chips?
Yeah, but you know, still alcohol
is not a good mix. So people have to drive home after they've been gaming, and especially if they've been all night. You think about something. Even me playing. Remember, I was joking about the GTA. I was, you know, had moments where I was kind of slipping in reality from lack of sleep. You add that to alcohol, and you are asking for a lawsuit.
Or, you know, maybe sign up with make a deal with a taxi company. You know, people pay a membership, and you take them home if they need. You know, if we call and say, hey, we've got a member here who needs to go home.
How about we pick you up and take you home? You have to schedule. Friday night at 6, we're picking you up to bring you to the cafe. You're going
party bus.
There you go. That's a fun bus right there. It's got Wi-Fi. It's got Wi-Fi on it. Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
I like this idea. Let's do this, baby.
I like it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a story? Because if not, I have another one. I got to do it.
I do have a story, and I'm mainly doing it for the name.
Uh-oh.
DJ Bond Games embraces Bullet Hell previews drunken robot pornography at PAX Prime 12. Yay! All right, so a massive angry robot fires banks of lasers at an orphanage, slicing it apart to the horror of thousands of onlookers. You emerge from the wreckage on your jetpack and blast at its weak points, breaking it apart like you're dismembering a boiled lobster. regards with you mournfully with a single giant red eye before you fire the killing shot, sending the crowd into a frenzy. This gladiatorial event would make the great Caesar weep had he lived in a floating arcology miles above Boston. I can't read. Anyways, it's Drunken Robot Pornography, an upcoming PC FPS. Dijon Bond's offering a sneak peek at PAX Prime 2012, which I wish we were going to be going to, and has screenshots and more, which you can find up on GameMatrix.com. Oh, yes, I'm not giving you the direct link. Actually, it's new at new.GameMatrix.com. New, N-E-W. Anyways, when you're done playing the hero, use pieces of your opponent's shattered body to fashion your own multi-story monstrosities and unleash them on other players. Start with a skeleton of titanium girders, then mount pulse cannons and shielding over hard points. Add actuators so your Titan can flex its arms or tentacles. Hey, that's right up Snow's alley. And jets for locomotion. Pick your materials carefully. An aluminum finish may be pretty, but graphene armor will better withstand attack. Then choose between ethanol, methanol, and isopropanol to temper its personality. Yay, actually, that sounds kind of fun. So, you know, guys, if you want to send us, a copy of this, I'd love to play this. Sounds like a lot of fun. You know, build your own robots. BattleBots! And Corey's all quiet.
That would be because I'm muted. I was asking you questions. I was like, why is she not answering me?
Oh.
Is this virtual robots or you actually build the robots?
It's virtual robots. I could do that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Shout out to Amy Samquiz, who was listening to us last night, says she loves the show. Hello, ladies.
Hey.
You and your clan. Hello there.
Hello.
All right. I am loving this story. The courts over in South Korea said Apple and Samsung, you both were touching on each other, so stop it. The court granted small damages to both Apple and Samsung, according to VentureBeat, and it also ordered them to stop sales of the infringing devices. They both infringed, they said, on each other's patents. This is also according to a Wall Street Journal report. Luckily for both companies, the sales ban only affects older products like the iPhone 4 and the iPad 2 for Apple, and the Galaxy S 1 and 2, Galaxy Nexus, and Galaxy Tab, both the original and 10.1 model for Samsung. Notably, the court ruled against one of the most prominent arguments in the U.S. Apple versus Samsung case. It found that there was no possibility that consumers would confuse smartphones from the companies. Additionally, the three-judge panel, that's what we need, said Samsung's icons don't infringe on Apple's design patents, but they say Samsung infringed on Apple's bounce-back technology, which occurs when a user reaches the end of the mobile screen. As with the other court cases happening worldwide, Apple was arguing that Samsung copied its designs, while Samsung was arguing that Apple is infringing on its wireless technology. Really? Apple, wireless technology. The particular case was started by Samsung in June of 2012 to counter Apple's lawsuits in other countries, which led Apple to countersue in South Korea. While both Apple and Samsung are seeking damages of 100 million won, around 90,000 here, yuan, that's by the way, didn't spell that right, around 90,000 here in the U.S. The court ordered Apple to pay up to 20 million yuan, which is about $17,000 here, for each patent violated. Ooh, Samsung has to pay 25 million yuan, which is around 22,000 here for per infringed patent. The judge ordered Apple to pay. Wait a minute. Did I skip? Yeah, I never scroll. Apple and Samsung can also appeal the decision, but thanks to the complexities of South Korean courts, that would involve a rehearing of the entire case, according to the WSJ. I love it. While the damages weren't too significant in this case, both companies will likely fight back to be able to sell their older products. The iPad 2 is still a great bargain for tablet buyers, and the Galaxy Nexus remains one of the best Android devices to date. I love that they'd have to retry the cases. We need to do that here. We need three judges, mm-hmm. and if you screw up, we got to start all over. You can't just pick it up and run with it. That would prevent a lot of people from filing frivolous cases, because you know if you don't get it, you might as well give it up.
Exactly, yeah. Yep,
this whole thing is stupid. You all are, I agree with the judge. There's no way I look at a Samsung phone and an Apple phone and go, which one is that? Clearly one is Apple, clearly one is Samsung.
Yes, the big Apple on the back doesn't give it away. Yeah,
right?
Right?
Yeah, Samsung doesn't even really have a logo. It's just their name. So what you all need to do is get together.
Mm-hmm. Apple, get over it. You're like the most
popular, richest company in the world. Who cares?
Yeah. Didn't we read something like that the other day where they are the number one richest company in the world?
Need to stop it.
Apple, get over it. All right.
Oh by the way, happy first anniversary to Google Thailand. Yay!
That's so awesome.
Google Thailand. They're having a major party over there. If you are not looking, go over onto Google Plus and you will see some pictures. I just plus one their pictures. I want to be at that party.
Mm-hmm.
I want some of that cake.
All right, what do we got?
I said cake.
Cake. The cake is a lie.
It's not a lie. It's just
girl,
in Thailand.
I had to stop myself from going to the donut place today after I went to my appointment this morning, and I was hungry, and it was like right there, and it smelled so good. I was like, no.
Jen,
keep going.
You know what I had
to start there.
I was watching you all because I'm driving, and I don't text and drive, but I will read a text at a stoplight, or I might text at a stoplight. But anyway, I saw you guys talking about McDonald's, so I was across the street from one when you said it. I went over, I got me a taco. That is disgusting. McDonald's should be ashamed of themselves.
Why would you get a taco from McDonald's?
It was a breakfast taco.
I don't care.
Well, I wanted a cheeseburger, but they were like, we're not serving, we're only serving breakfast. I was like, God, what is wrong with you people? You need to be like Jack in the Box. You can buy anything you want any time of day. If I want breakfast, I get breakfast.
That is true. Cause man, yeah, I'm not a fan of Mickey D's, and I know somebody who loves it. So I would, I'd always be getting the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. That's about the only thing I like there.
Okay, I'm going to need you girls in the Google Thailand office to not eat the hamster the girl is holding. Yes. I'm going to need you not to do that. That's kind of disturbing.
They were going to eat it?
They're holding a hamster, one of them, and one of them is pretending to eat him.
Wow.
I got to say, guys, if you like cute Asian geeky girls, there's a lot of them in Thailand. These girls are working the fashion, like the one with the striped skirt. Girl, work.
Rawr. All right. Over on GamePolitics.com, they've got a little thing up saying Blizzard has no plans to raise level cap on World of Warcraft Starter Edition.
I saw that, and they should. That's why I'm not playing.
Really? You think they should?
You know, they need a free-to-play version. Why don't they just let you play up, and they should make it harder for you to level if you're playing for free. But
I agree they need a free-to-play version that encompasses the whole game. I totally agree to that. As to if they're going to keep it the way that it is, no. I mean, because level 20, you get the first battlegrounds, you get your first real dungeons, you get your first real armor sets, you get into crafting. It shows you what the game is, more or less. Because pretty much after level 20, you're going to be doing the same thing all the way up to level 85. Same thing, just different looks. If you thought the makers of World of Warcraft were sitting around wringing their hands over the trend to rush towards the full free-to-play models, think again. Blizzard Entertainment. Where did he go? Blizzard Entertainment's John LeGrave, the producer of World of Warcraft, tells Computer and Video Games that the company has no plans to raise the level cap for free players. The company introduced the free starter edition of the game in June, which lets players fool around within the virtual world without too many restrictions. Yeah, except that you can't chat, you can't group, and you can't use the marketplace, you can't use the mail. All sorts of things. After that, the subscribers have to pay a subscription fee to continue playing. LeGrave points out that new players are given a good sense of what our game is and its current model. When asked about upping the level cap beyond level 20, LeGrave said, "You know, we looked at it lots. We looked at whether level 20 would give you a good sense of what our game is, and we think it does," which I agree. There's also a lot of things in the games that are special that we want to reserve for our paying customers.
Why don't they just let you play as long as you want for free, but there are special things you can give to your paying customers. Maybe they get special armor or something every week.
Everybody loves those damn pets, so give them more pets, more sparkly, stupid horses.
Yeah.
You know, give them badges of honor or gore or whatever it is for the new armor sets, whatever you've renamed it. Badges of, I can't say that, never mind. Anyways, yeah, give them out that for being a premium member. But, yeah, at least give me the marketplace. I mean, level 20 and under, yeah. What am I going to sell? Leather? Yeah. Hey, come on. Silver bars, maybe. I want my mailbox. I want my mailbox, and I want to be able to group. Because if you want to group right now with the free level 20, you have to find somebody who's a paid subscriber to group you and then group you with other people. And then they leave. Which sucks, because you know if you crash, you can't get back into that group.
Well, I don't understand some of these. Again, free-to-play should stay free-to-play. You should be able to go as high as you can. Maybe even you get less experience points. I mean, make it super hard to encourage you to want to play, if you wanted to play. Not that I want to, because I hate.
And the other deal is they can't. They can't allow that because of the way they do heirloom gear. They have something called heirloom gear. Mm-hmm. And once you get up to level 80, you can start handing it down. It's account bound. So you can give this gear that's enchanted and has awesome stats all the way down to your level 1 character. And then your level 1 character is like a level 15.
Well, Ginger, that's easily done with code.
That is awesome. That is awesome, except that for PvP and whatnot,
it's easily done with code. It's something that you would just say, this particular feature is turned off if you have a non-paying account. And if you let your account not be paid anymore, it turns off.
I totally understand that. I guess more of what I'm saying is, if you have a free account, you're pretty much SOL to be able to compete. You can't compete against these people.
I mean, you could. I'm just saying, make it harder, slower. You know, maybe your friends level twice as fast as you do. There's ways. They just don't want to. They keep thinking. That right there is an outdated model that didn't work even when they were doing it. Remember, EverQuest did the same thing, and it started to kill them. Not only did you completely change up your game to a way that I didn't like, you kept me in an instance area where I could only go to level 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so bring it back. And bring back twinking. I think that would help. I think that would help combat, or at least make you competitive if you're on a free account. If you can twink, because you know you can craft and everything, if you can at least twink to be somewhat competitive against these people with the account-bound gear, then that'd be awesome. I like that.
They suck.
Or, you know, take a percentage off of our marketplace. Make it a pay. You know, you did the stupid pay marketplace with Diablo 3. Why can't you do it with WoW? And that way, you know, if you actually take a percentage, you could actually sell it or something, da-da-da-da-da, you could make some money off of it.
All right. Apparently, there's some interesting things going on that I would rather not share with you. Something like Park Barbecue Sauce is launching an initiative, Feed Your Crowd photo content. Okay, I'm going to read this because it seems like it might be something good. I'm making sure I check. Okay, that happens to be one of the more unique things. Okay, so to celebrate their third anniversary and drive the growth of their brand, the makers of Out of the Park Barbecue Sauce have teamed up with Dobango, which is a social media and gaming company, to launch a groundbreaking Feed Your Crowd photo contest on Pinterest. As a forward-thinking startup eager to break new ground in its social media strategy, Out of the Park is among the first to leverage Dobango's unique Pinterest campaign management system, which streamlines the entry process for participants and saves time and energy for the campaign sponsor. Dobango's contest platform was ideal for us, said Beth Granai of Out of the Park. More than 95% of Pinterest users are women, indeed we are, who often do the majority of grocery shopping and cook for their families. Now you went too far. Plus, it's the ideal platform to share food pictures that reflect the passion for feeding family and friends. Again, you went too far. The contest started August 15th. We'll run through the 24th, which is today. Y'all are a little late sending this over to us, aren't you there? people there?
Just a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit late. The grand prize winner will receive a $500 gift card from Whole Foods that you'll spend on one item because Whole Foods is expensive. There'll also be daily $20 e-gift card prizes from iGourmet.com. Have you ever been to Whole Foods, girl?
I have not.
They're all like organic and healthy, but you are not going to get it for cheap there. No, sir. You can get organic for cheaper at Walmart or Target or somewhere. Anyway, if you want to go and enter this contest today, you can go check it out at Dabango.com/Pinterest/OTP. I'm really not understanding the purpose of this whole shebang, honestly. I was hoping you were going to say, like, we're feeding the hungry or something, but there's no purpose in this. You all went the whole women cook route. Really? Try again.
I don't cook. I do not cook whatsoever. I'm sorry, guys. You're thinking, oh, she's a gamer. She's, you know, she does all this. No, I don't cook.
I tell you what I need is that sound when Pac-Man would die, just for that story.
Yeah.
That's not a good story.
No, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so it's my turn.
Oh, wait, I need to tell them.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if we told y'all, or if you're not watching our Facebook page, last night we were all up pretty late playing around in Second Life, looking at you, Jay, because you weren't with us.
We
remade Blaster. You got to go to our Facebook page, Gamer Girls Radio Facebook page, to see we turned him from dirty geek to geek chic. He looks awesome.
I know, and I don't think we spent more than, what, 500 Linden total?
I don't know how much you spent, but we all contributed.
99 Linden, what I sent him with the skin, the eyes, the clothes, all that.
Yes, he's done up nicely, and I took the photo, made him look all like, you know, like a model.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to keep your eyes on our Facebook page all day. I have a whole bunch of pictures from that day, including there's some references to the Excite Booty that we mentioned on the Yeah, Jester and I were doing some things to Blaster, and you got to see the facial expressions of his avatar.
Ah, that's always funny when people first get their Excite stuff.
Some people are like, what is Excite stuff? Well, we can't talk about it on the daytime show.
Tune in Tuesday. Maybe we'll talk about some of you know what? We should do a show on just that. I like that. Okay.
On Excite?
Well, not just Excite, but that whole genre of prim stuff you can get.
Sexual primitives.
Yeah. You know the HUDs, Tantra, all that fun stuff.
Well, we'll save that for when it's cold, because that's cold weather stuff. If people get off and they're like, ooh, it's cold. I think I want to snuggle up.
Join in. They're going to want to know where to get the best pieces.
You are dancing around it. Dancing around it.
It's daytime. It's daytime. All right. Where did I lose it? There we go. Experience the final battle of the Transformers home planet in Transformers Fall of Cybertron. Yay, Cybertron's down. Anyways. Fight through some of the most pivotal moments in the Transformers saga with Activision Publishing's Transformers Fall of Cybertron video game available now at retail outlets nationwide. I don't care who may get it. Transformers Fall of Cybertron gives gamers the opportunity to experience the final darkest hours of the civil war between the Autobots and the Decepticons, eventually leading to the famed exodus from their dying home planet when they take over Earth and enslave humanity. With the stakes higher and scale bigger than ever, players will embark on an action-packed journey through a post-apocalyptic, war-torn world designed around each character's unique abilities and alternate forms, including Grimlock's fire-breathing Dinobot form and the renegade Combaticons combining into the colossal Bruticus character. Awesome. It features some of the most recognized voice talent in the franchise, which is awesome as well. Multiplayer matches and a variety of game modes to prove their dominance. Additionally, fans can assume their role of their favorite named Transformer characters in the four-player co-op escalation mode. Teamwork is vital and they defeat Why can't I talk today? Teamwork is vital as they defeat increasing waves of enemies and band their resources together to purchase weapons and explore new areas. Awesome! So anyways, it's rated PEGI 12. It's available for the Xbox 360, PS3, and Windows PC. So check it out at a store near you.
Is that a kitty?
No, I forgot to mute my phone, and apparently somebody is deciding to text me.
I like that text message. What is that sound? I know
the sound of my phone.
No, I mean, it's a sound from a game, isn't it?
No, I don't think so. It's just whatever the standard message was from Android.
It sounds like a sound from a game. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm. So much news, so little time. Okay. we did tell you about Ninth Age, yeah? We told you guys about Ninth Age. They are in a few days away from open beta. This is from Joymax out of Seoul, Korea. They are the leading online game developer and publisher widely known for Silk Road Online. Did you just talk about this?
I did not.
Okay, and Digimon Master, seems like I remember you mentioning Silk Road. They've announced today that its newest free-to-play MMORPG, Night Age, will enter open beta, testing around August the 28th. Soon, all of us will have the chance to play this unique writing action 3D fantasy MMORPG. Players can register now through the Joymax portal site at www.joymax.com/Night Age. Night Age features a one-of-a-kind gameplay where players battle on mounts and can raise them, along with pets known as Poopa, which I don't like that. You can become the ultimate battle champion. After a very successful closed beta last month, Night Age ran a Facebook survey asking players to list their favorite features. The results are in, and apparently you all like mounts. battles were also mainly fought on mounts, which can be raised and strengthened with skills to benefit the player's taste. Ranging from quacking ducks to fierce tigers, the newly added mounts for the open beta test will open up even more choices. Poopa's pets can also be raised alongside mounts. They came in at number 2. These pets will become a player's trusty companion, depending on how well they are nurtured. I don't like the sound of that. With a variety of Poopa to choose from, they can be collected and even combined to create a stronger Poopa. Just like the newly added mounts, players can expect the double amount of Poopa added for the open beta test. Coming in at number 3 was the unique combat. Combat is carried out on mounts with a trusty Poopa by the side. This type of unique combat requires players to maneuver through maps and attack enemies with skill and strategy. Of course, this also applies to battles between players. That's right, Ginger, PvP. One of the major additions to the Night Age open beta test will be a colossal scale of 1 versus 100 PvP. That centers on battling for the legendary sword Excalibur. The open beta test will also focus on building and managing a guild known as the Order of Knights, which will become essential for the guild battle that would amount up to 50 versus 50. To battle against another player, it will purely depend on a player's skill, quick thinking, and teamwork. This is the game for you, Ginger. There's like 50 people you can all just battle at once.
Yay! I like battle. I love big battles. Big battles.
Yes, and the last thing that you all love is dungeons, apparently. The randomly generated dungeons will not only test the player's power against the monsters, but also their ability to move through the traps and puzzles to reach the final boss. The boss has a chance to drop rare Poopa eggs that will be like none ever seen before. You know what? No. players you have already participated in the closed beta test need only update your current patch about launching the game. New players can download the game now at joymax.com. In preparation for the open beta test, Night Age Facebook is chock full of activities, along with some news and images. You should join now and check out the ongoing activities. I'm over there right now. I cannot say this is going to be one that I'm going to be interested in, but some of you who are into the whole manga, Japanime stuff are going to love this one. It's very anime heavy. And, of course, we got the girls that look like little girls in the face, but they have big boobs. Yeah.
Nice. I'm sure there's going to be somebody who likes that.
When I went out this morning before I went to the McDonald's, I mistakenly put my little ponytail up too high and to the side. And, yeah, mm-hmm. Apparently somebody thought I was a little girl. I don't know how you thought this.
Not you. We're a little girl.
Well, not little girl, but they thought I was like a teen. They were like, are you ready for school to start? Huh? What grade are you going to be in this year? I was like, great.
What?
Dude, step out of it. It's just a ponytail.
Wow, I can't believe they thought that.
He's like, well, your ponytail was so cute. I was like, it's a ponytail. Grown women wear ponytails, too?
Apparently we're not supposed to. There's an age where we're no longer supposed to do that. Whatever. I'm going to be like 90 still wearing ponytails.
Oh, wait a minute. Jay, what are you talking about? Metroplex is your kind of town. I mean, Horace, are you talking about sleeping dogs? Because I was trying to avoid it earlier today, but you're not going to help me.
Don't help her.
Oh my god, I want it.
you, A Dark and Grimm's Fairy Tales takes on the virtual pet for iOS and PC. Yay!
Are you trying to gloss over my love of sleeping dogs? Is that what you're trying to do?
No.
Trying to gloss over it.
No. Sleeping dogs does look good, though.
It's beautiful.
You're a young monster. See, people? Let me stop right there. You were such an awesome word. Y-O-U, apostrophe, R-E. Please learn it. All right. You were a young monster, orphaned by humans, who now wear your parents as luxurious pelts. You live in the village of Omen, and your favorite snack is human toes. Next month, the monster line is preparing to devour all the human children born since last solstice. Visit Dijobon.com/monster and stop by the Radial and Dijobon booth at PAX Prime for the whole story on this part virtual pet part adventure for iOS and PC. As a monsterling, your choices are simple ones. Do you have that blueberry pie, knowing it will spoil your dinner?
What pie?
I don't like blueberry pie.
But you said it right.
I did. Yeah, when I'm thinking about it. Do you play with one bowling ball and become better at sports, or juggle a dozen, thereby growing lots of arms? What happens when you win that staring contest with the thousand-eyed demon? As a youth, your choices determine your appearance. But all youngins must grow up. Monsters and humans have been at odds for centuries, and there are human villages on the other side of the enchanted woods. When human children get lost in those dark and winding thickets, do you terrorize them for fun? Do you help them return to human civilization to prove that not all monsters are to be feared and hated? Or do you fatten them up for succulent human foie gras? Your decisions may bring peace between monster and man, or aggravate an ages-old conflict into something new and terrible. Yay! You know what? I'd be eating them. Nom, 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 nom. A bit of pepper.
Hot sauce for me, thank you.
Monster loves you. Seriously, I hope it has something creepy like that.
It won't.
It needs to have some big, great, big, you know, ugly monster, and then have the whole monster loves you. Yes.
That sounds very, like, BioShock. That's kind of scary.
I know, right? But totally, that'd be awesome.
Stop it, Ginger. You'll scare me.
I know, but it's awesome.
You'll scare me. You'll scare me.
No, I don't scare you.
You'll scare us. Scared.
No, you're not scared.
I'm scared.
You're not scared.
I is too.
You is not. All right, people are going to be like up in here in a minute. Well,
people,
cut that out.
Then people are like, okay, on to the next podcast.
Trust me, get some butter in the next one. We're going to be baby talking in it too.
Uh-huh. When you switch, you cannot escape us. Okay.
But you know you love us. You keep coming back.
They want it. They want it. Okay, so you people that are planning on picking up Windows 8, well, it looks nice. But be afraid, though. So far, most of the attention being paid to Windows 8 has been a pretty new interface. But security researchers Nadim Kobesi says Microsoft should focus more on the operating system's gaping security hole. That needs to echo when I say it. The core concern is the smart screen, the name for the software Microsoft uses to ensure that Windows users don't install malicious software. While the functionality is a huge help, Kobesi says that it could also allow Microsoft to know the names of all the applications users install on their systems. The bigger problem, he says, is that this could also allow law enforcement to subpoena Microsoft for any of the data it collects. Perhaps more worrying is that Microsoft's use of vulnerable security protocol could allow bad guys to intercept connections to Microsoft servers, allowing them to know exactly what Windows 8 users have been downloading as well. Sounds innocuous? Kobesi disagrees. This allows them to profile the user and decide how to best exploit their personal selection of applications and their computing habits. Now, there's two problems with his claims. One is it's very likely that Microsoft strips away any traces of the user's IP address from data it might collect, making it useless for law enforcement. And two, the bad guy data interception scenario that he proposes is unlikely, as unlikely as they come, and sounds far more like fear-mongering than the reflection of any real danger.
You'll
fear-monger. And then there's also, while Smart Screen is turned on by default, Microsoft does give Windows 8 users a straightforward option of turning it off. This may not alleviate any of the alleged security holes, but it should ease your fears for those of you who are very worried. Microsoft has not said anything about this. I'm going to need to know. That's why I'm not getting Windows 8. I'm going to go with Windows 9 when it comes out. We already know that's coming. You all know that, right?
Yeah. I'm hoping it's not actually going to be called Windows 9.
It'll be called Windows 9.
Windows Avenger.
Coming back to show you how it should be done.
Horace and Jay are like, what the fuck? Oh, WTF. Sorry.
Daytime.
I know. And he actually wrote WTF, and in my head it got translated. My bad. And Jay says, those two are just being all radio weird again. That's all.
We're radio? I like that terminology.
Radio weird. My bad. I know some of y'all at work. I didn't mean to. I really, really, really didn't mean to. All right, because it's coming up on election time. Everybody's getting in on the fun. Campaign Story launches on Facebook. 519 Games has launched Campaign Story, the first political Facebook game. Really, the first political Facebook game? I'm pretty sure you're not. Campaign Story lets players run a political campaign as they see fit with trying to gain popularity, get votes, and win the election.
I'm playing it.
You can pick a...
I'm going to play it right now.
All right.
Tell them about it.
You can pick a campaign slogan, hire canvassers, hold fundraisers, hire campaign staff, and engage in dirty tricks or fight for the White House with some integrity, if that's your thing. Because it's a Facebook game, players can get their friends involved too, if that's their thing.
Oh my God, I'm in love. I'm in love.
Oh geez, am I going to have to go there and vote for you?
Ah, yes.
Players vie for popularity and interact with Facebook friends to increase their standing in the polls. We are excited to launch our second title, Campaign Story, says Lloyd Melnick, Chief Executive Officer of 519 Games. Yeah, you know I live in the boonies. Anyways, with campaign season upon us, Campaign Story is a great way to let your inner politician out. Campaign how you want and connect to something that is fun and socially relevant. I don't want to be a politician. Can I be like, I don't know, I want to be a queen. Can I be queen?
That would be fun.
Can I be an empress?
Can I be a dictator?
Dictator. Dictatoress?
Dictatoress.
Dictatoress. I like that. Anyways, to promote the launch of Campaign Story, 519 Games is unveiling a Capture Your Campaign Story photo contest.
Okay. Did we just lose you, Jen? I do believe we lost the Jen. Either that or my PC's frozen. All right. Continuing onward. I'm assuming that you all can hear me. Yay.
For the upcoming conventions in Tampa, Florida and Charlotte, North Carolina.
You went completely dead there for a second.
All right, am I back?
There you are. Oh, you can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you.
That was weird. Go ahead.
That was strange. But no, that was pretty much it. If you want to play, it's campaignstorygame.com. Go check it out. It's on Facebook. And yeah, so hopefully these photos don't get blown away by the hurricane that's heading towards Florida and North Carolina right now.
Oof. I'm sorry, y'all.
You know what? It should turn and hit Texas instead.
Hey!
Well, that's right. You're right down there. My bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My bad. But we need some rain, man.
We need rain, not wind to blow us away.
I live in North Texas. The wind doesn't scare me. I'm used to like 100 mile an hour wind.
See, that's
that with just regular days.
You don't see how Ginger? You see, Ginger says she loves me, but she wants to destroy me.
Well, it's true. I mean, it'll be blue skies and pretty out here, and we've got 100 mile wind. 100 mile an hour wind.
That's how hurricanes work. That's how hurricanes work. And that's how that goes.
So, you know, I'll take the wind if it'll also bring me some rain. And some thunder and lightning.
No, no. Mrs. Princess, no, it's here. No, it's Ginger. Mrs. Princess, it's not here.
I love that. You do that so well.
I love you too. My Chrome Shockwave plugin has crashed. Is what I think just happened. Just why I've lost me for a second. I'm gonna need y'all to cut that out. Okay, We got time because we're going to have to shut it down a little early today. We got time for about two more stories. Yeah, we shut it down a little early. We got some things we got to handle. But I got some interesting – wait a minute. You know, if I didn't scroll, this would work so much better. Company
– you guys see the slogan?
Yeah. You people that love yourselves some Wastelands 2 will be happy to know that Brian Fargo is saying that they are kicking all kinds of booty now that they don't have any corporate interruption. Mm. The name of the company is that makes Wastelands 2 is in exile, and he's doing a keynote address, and he says, we've been working on Wasteland 2 for about 100 days with no distractions of any kind from any kind of corporate overlord, and we have hundreds of pages of design done. We have our first music in. Hello? What?
I'm just laughing over the whole corporate overlord.
He says, we also have our basic UI up and running, and we've taken our first screenshots. The bottom line is that without any interruption, we're kicking beep. Fargo detailed the way the industry has come full circle since he began his career 30 years ago, shifting away from the console model that has dominated since the late 90s and back towards two- and three-man teams empowered by new platforms, new distribution methods, robust tool sets like Unity, and financing secured through crowdfunding. InXile raised more than $3 million for its long gestating Wasteland 2 project through Kickstarter. Along with Double Fine's Kickstarter adventure, InXile's success helped to drive the current enthusiasm for crowdfunding and game development. But Fargo believes the implications of crowdsourcing will reach further than simply raising finance. He says, I'm slow to the party on this one. We're really utilizing it in a big way. People ask why we chose Unity, and it has a lot of technical positives, but really for me, it came down to the store and the communication and the sharing of knowledge. That's the real power of Unity. It's not the technical specs. You can't beat the crowd. The current build of Wastelands 2 uses 49 different assets from Unity's asset store, and Fargo expects the number to reach 500,000 by the time the game ships. The sharing of expertise has allowed InXile to make rapid progress and get the most out of its budget. With systems like Kickstarter and Unity in place, more and more developers will be able to build financial security without sacrificing creative control, a rarity even 5 years ago. This combination of factors, Fargo said, leads to the very best work the industry produces, even in the commercial sector. It says corporations don't have artistic integrity. People do. This sort of integrity impacts on production and how the property is exploited. There are employees of these organizations that have this integrity, but they don't have the power to do anything about it. The best creative work we're going to see is from creative people who have the power or the financing to control their destinies. These visionaries can be within an organization. Rockstar would not achieve the level of quality it does if Sam Houser wasn't running the place with an iron fist. He's not a corporation. He's a person. Anyway, you can check out more of this story over with our friends at GI.biz. He makes some interesting comments about Minecraft. He's saying Minecraft is going to put another $2 million or $3 million back into the ecosystem for other people. I mean, a lot of stuff going on. I don't know.
Minecraft is amazing.
No, you're just addicted, you freaking addict.
I can't wait to see what the next one is that they're working on.
Okay. All right, it's time for us to go, actually.
It is time for us to go. Yeah, I know. I was about to say, are we going to do another one? Because we only have like 3 minutes.
We got to get up out of this piece. Anyway, we'll see you guys bright and early Monday morning.
Yes.
And you can also, of course, keep an eye on our Facebook. Like I said, I'll be posting pictures all day of what went on in Second Life last night. The facial expressions, anyway. You're going to love it.
It was hilarious.
We'll see you guys later.
Later, boys and girls.